make sure you're praying for wisdom and understanding. It says true wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. If there's anyone building anything, building their lives, building their destinies, building their future, building their calling, standing in their purpose to be established, cry out for wisdom, cry out for understanding. Shebarakata prabata tete. Kepete kete kate cross te katakara. Barandia som pretekito betekata. Balia sate kopereteka. Make sure you're praying. Lekote kreste karata. Wisdom has the capacity to place a crown of honor on your head. Shabaraka tekata. Understanding can buy you a place like Philip with the Great. You can ride on chariots you cannot buy. Shekabarakate. Help me build intimacy with you. Help me build intimacy with you. Help me build intimacy. Build intimacy, build intimacy with you. For you are my lover, my lover, my lover, Jesus, my lover. You are my, my lover, my lover. Help me build intimacy. Shaka baratas, ekretekateka, abia sekata, atetete, abatiata, ayakateke, aishaya, apretekete, epretete, aishopala, atiata. Father, we give you praise and we give you thanks. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Please take your minutes for a very short moment. Take your seats for a short moment. My brother has done well to have started with the spirit of wisdom and understanding, and it is now time for us to deal with a passion or heart for God and for His kingdom. Hallelujah. Passion / heart for God and for His kingdom. Matthew 24, verse 4-6. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Next verse. For many shall come in my name, saying, I'm the Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Let's jump to verse 12-13. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Verse 13. But he that shall endure till the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah. Jesus was speaking about what will happen in the end time and said there shall be rumors of wars, family members will turn against each other. And talking about the church and the body, he says, I noticed something else, that the love of many believers will wax cold. That something will happen to their passion and make their passion to reduce or totally die out. 2 Timothy verse 3 from verse 1-5. It says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. That means not caring. Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Are we seeing this in our world? Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than God. Having a form of godliness. This must be God's people. This must be church people. Because for you to have a form of something, it means you have interacted with it. But denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Having a form of godliness. Having a form of righteousness, but not believing that righteousness has the power to keep you. That in the last days, as we are seeing all around the globe, that people will begin to love themselves than love God. The question is that happening to you right now? Is your fire dying? Is your passion going down? That you will look back 10 years ago from when you were still young, unmarried, no kids, and the zeal you had. It is possible that kids have come now and taken that passion away. Needs have now come and multiplied on you. The same way you used to spend all nights when you were on campus, now you are working in NMPC, CBN. And now you don't have time because God has blessed you. May the blessing not take us away from God. Many people have allowed circumstances to eat away their passion to a point it is not there. You see again and again, if you're in ministry, that a man of God will stand and more than half of the people coming on the line will say, my passion has died. Where did it die to? What happened to it? Do seeds just die? Is it not because they are not watered? Is it not because they are not cared for? Our passion for God. If we are not careful, as our Father has warned us in several of his teachings, this thing called social media will soon do something really bad to us. We have to be able to define God amongst all the things in my life. What is priority? What is number one? Is it the job? Is it my husband? Is it you? Is it traveling abroad? Is it a visa? Is it a scholarship? Is it my rent? If I line up all of them, which is priority? Which comes first? The one that comes first is the one you say yes to. And others, when you choose one thing out of many things, others have no choice than to take no. Praise God. I define passion here. Passion in the kingdom. Passion in the kingdom is a strong emotion towards God, his ways, and his kingdom. A strong emotion. Not a weak one. It's raining. Let me not go to church today. I can stream online. I'm tired. I don't think I can pray. I'll postpone it. Passion is dying already. You, if you're in a relationship and somebody told you they are tired, that's why they didn't call you at the time they used to call you. Will you believe them? If they continue doing that for a while, will you believe they love you? Remember the days of extra cool. And the things people use that thing to do. Somebody you know has a test in the morning as a student. He'll be on the phone with a lady. Till 5 a.m. Just brush his teeth, run towards the class and read his books. But now he's sleeping on God. Praise God. Passion is what? A strong emotion towards God, his ways, and his kingdom.
It is a heart directed towards seeing Jesus revealed and Jesus glorified at all times. It is a heart geared towards, directed towards seeing Jesus revealed and Jesus glorified at all times, in all places, and under every circumstance. That's what passion is. Praise God. I wrote here three concepts to note about passion. Your passion or heart determines your pursuit in life. Ruth chapter 1 verse 14 to 17. Ruth 1:14. It says, and they lifted up their voice. This was Ruth and Orpah now. Remember, they had lost their husbands. Calamity had hit that family. And a woman lost her two sons and her husband, and only the women were left. Only the women. And they hugged themselves, kissed their mother-in-law, and Orpah returned. But Ruth clave to Naomi. Next verse. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. Go back. You have tried with God. This far you have proven that you love God. At least God has blessed you. What else are you looking for? Is it money? He has given you. Is it children? He has given you. Is it a good wife? He has given you. Then why wake up in the night and pray 3 hours? Why dance like a stupid person? Go back. It is small children who are still trying to make it that should be doing what you are doing. And Ruth looked at Naomi and said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following hard after thee. For whither you go, I will go. Where you stop, I will stop. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people. Thy God, my God. It's funny, sometimes you sit down with people God has lifted, and you know, when they were still trusting God in their broke days, they dare not say anything about the church, God's servant, or God's people. Now they are wealthy and they turn and say, don't mind these Christians. What were you before when you were hustling with God? Your passion determines your pursuit. If you stop chasing God, it means you stop being passionate about Him. If you stop chasing your wife, you stop being passionate about. If you stop chasing your husband, you stop being passionate about your husband. I wrote here also, passion determines where you invest your resources. Matthew 6:19-21. Matthew 6. Passion determines. It says, lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. Next verse. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Where your treasure is, there your passion will be. If your passion for prayer has died, prayer is no longer your treasure. Simple. If your passion is always on your business has become your treasure. If all that moves you is your children, as beautiful as that is, you can be so busy with kids and forget God. You can be so busy with a desire, God give me this husband, and for the last 3 years, you've not had intimacy with God. All when you come to pray, that's all. Even when you are saying thank you, it's boldly written on your heart. Husband, it must end this prayer. Wife must end this prayer. Visa must end this prayer. I also wrote, passion determines your resolution and your commitment. Your resolution, your commitment, and your motivation. Passion determines your resolution, commitment, and motivation. John chapter 4, verse 31 to 32. Jesus was speaking to the woman in Samaria. And while she went to the city, before she came back, the disciples came to him and said, Master, eat. And he said that, the next verse, please. He says, but he said, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. That something is driving me that I can leave my necessary meat. I know food is important, but I can cast it aside to fast for my destiny. I know food is important. I can cast it aside to fast for power so that God's people are blessed. I know sleep is important, but who is going to read all those books I've been buying? We bought books, only one chapter. The next time we open it, after 6 months. You know, many of us are guilty, including me. But it's time to go back and say, God, the way I pursued knowledge, pursued you, I have to go back to it now. Do you know, passion has a way of gingering your spirit. If you are passionate, permit me to use a love relationship. If you are passionate about somebody in a relationship, you would do what people term doing foolish things. Your passion would drive you to go beyond your account to please the person. To go beyond what is normal. To show the person that you love them. Why are we not doing that for God? When we were still young and we're trusting God for big deals, it was easy to empty your account to prove to God. Now there's 1 billion sitting down. How do you empty 1 billion? Hallelujah. Two kinds of passion believers must possess in this end time. Number one, passion for God. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 to 11. Passion for God, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Next verse. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. This was Paul, who a serpent will bite him, he will shake it inside the fire. And he's still saying he wants to know God. What God again? That I may know him. I know I've attained some things, but I want to know God deeper than I have. Most of the revelations we have victory in were written by Paul. What lets us know that we are Christians indeed and seated with Christ, written by him. 1/3 of the New Testament, or 2/3, 1/3 I would say, written by him. Yes, he said that I may know him. Everybody was looking for Paul. Even the people in Macedonia, they could not reach him. So they went to his dream and told him, Oga, please come. They transported themselves. We need your grace. Yet he said that I may know him. How much do we know? Sometimes when daddy is talking and says he's one step out of the cave, we used to laugh with our brothers and say, we don't even know where the cave is. Passion for God. David, speaking in Psalm 63, he said that his soul thirsted after God. His flesh longed after God. That, let's stop there. Because as believers, we know our flesh doesn't follow God like that. But a man had conquered it to a point that his soul and his flesh, our own that follows other things, his flesh had come down to join him to seek God. Because of passion. Hallelujah. Praise God. There is a gradual lukewarmness in our generation towards God. Christians are neither hot nor cold. We are passive. So that we can accommodate business relationships. So that we don't look odd. We don't look, imagine, we are now in a world where queer is us. We're being queer. You know what it means to be queer? Being odd. What they call odd is now normal. A woman being a man, normal. You that you are a man and you are sure, you are not normal. Amazing. And when you are in such a place, and these entities are partnering with governments, something tells you to be careful. Don't say Jesus too much. It was our musicians they used to tell. Now they are telling us. You are coming on our TV shows. Please, don't express your passion to this extent. In the name of Jesus, a generation is rising that will not take that nonsense. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you know you are part of that generation, shout a louder amen. Our intimacy with God must be taken seriously. Our prayer life must be taken seriously. Our word study must be taken seriously. If you don't do it, you will not know God, you will not be strong, and there will be no exploits. When you get passionate about exploits, it will drive you to the place of God and say, God, I'm looking at people who can't go to school because of school fees. At that point, your pursuit of wealth is no longer carnal. Even when we see you crying for money in your prayer, we know it's the Holy Spirit helping you groan. There's such a prayer. Psalm 67, 1 and 2 shares with us that the psalmist said, oh God, that thou wouldest bless me, that the nations be merciful unto us and bless us and cause your face to shine upon us. Next verse. That thy way, thy gospel, the message may be preached in other lands. It says, and thy saving health, your power to deliver and save, may be able to travel to another place and touch others. That's a good cry for money. Passion for God. Number two, for the sake of time, passion for the kingdom. John chapter 2, verse 16 to 17. Passion for the kingdom. And said unto them that sold those. This scripture talks about Jesus coming into the temple and flogging those selling things in the house of God. And immediately it was turned, the disciples remembered that this was spoken about scripture where it was written about Jesus, that the zeal of the house of the Lord has eaten me up. There are many people, you've been going to church, you never join a department, you sit on seats another person cleans. You collect smile from people who are going through worse things than you. But because they know the covenant of God, they keep smiling at you so that you feel okay to come to church. And you expect God to leave them and come and bless you. There's no zeal towards the house of God. You are coming for prayer meeting. Let me talk to prayer band people. You are coming for prayer meeting. Let me steal this opportunity. And you come late. No passion. You come late as if you used to pray in your house. You don't pray. Passion for the kingdom. Lord, what can we do in your house? I see that my money is limited. I can pray. Pending when you lift me up. And then I can do this and do that. Lord, what can I contribute to your people? I see a few people. I don't have money to give them, but I can teach them what I know. Lord, can I take these messages and package them and make up my mind that this message that blessed me will reach somebody in Stockholm, will reach somebody in Shanghai, will reach somebody in Canada, will reach somebody in the village. Can we translate it to our language so that they can hear it? God is looking at you and your passion. What about souls? For the kingdom. There has to be a passion for souls. We don't win souls again. We just look at Muslims. They are, even them, they are waiting for you. They've told you, I like you. They've said anything. They never mentioned Jesus. They've given you the atmosphere so that you can talk about Jesus. Still, we won't. May we not deny God so that he will not deny us before our Father. Passion for souls. Rise up to pray now. Passion for souls. Passion for the house of God. Passion for kingdom advancement. Rise up on your feet. You're going to pray and ask God and say, God, where did my hunger go? Where did my passion go? Let it return back to me now. Where did my hunger go? Where did my passion go? He spoke to Peter. He says, lovest thou me more than this? Lord, restore your love in my heart. Restore your passion. Lift up your voice and pray. Shekabaratas. Bless the keteka. Kabia tekete. Abres talaka. Cry out for a hunger. For a passion towards the things of God. I'm not wasting time.